and washing the dishes.
After you get through washing them, what do you say you did to them?
You sack them and let them drain for a few minutes. And after that, well, then you put them away.
Well, you know, right after you wash them, do people around here usually let water flow over them to get the soap off?
Hot water.
What
they have a drain, they call it. It's made out of wire, and your dishes fit right down in it. And you move that back down to the bottom of the sink and pour your boiling water, your scalding water over them, and then put it on the side on that arm to your sink and let the water, it just slants just a little bit. You don't notice it, but it does. And let that water run off up and it dry very quickly. Then you have a dish towel or several, according to the number of your dishes, and you dry them.
Dry them with the dish towel?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
When you let the water run over, do you call that scalding them?
Mm-hmm. Now, some people scald them before and after.
I see.
They scald them when there's yet food on them. Of course, you scrape your dishes well before you put them in your dishpan or your dishwasher. Now, there's not terribly many people have dishwashers because it's fine for a large family. You know, where you have a lot of children and all, but you have a lot of entertaining.
Yes, ma'am.
But the average household don't have a dishwasher.
I see. Is scalding and rinsing the same thing?
No. Mm-hmm. You can rinse them in cold water for that matter. No, just get the soap thoroughly off of them.
I see.
But scalding is to kill germs that might be on them.
Yes, ma'am.
Say you had a bad cold. Or I had a bad cold. Well, it's to keep you from catching my cold. That's what the scalding is. Because we know that hot water is supposed to kill all germs.
Yes, ma'am. You mentioned the dish towel. Is there any kind of cloth that you use when you're washing the dishes?
Oh, cotton, of course, is much better than linen. But I wouldn't say. They have a material made just for dish towels. They have toweling. You know, like they have in the restaurants?
Yes, ma'am.
You see the waiter with a towel?
Yes, ma'am.
Sometimes it's sticking in his pocket or something like that. Well, it's a cotton material, generally with stripes in it. But I've never known anything special.
So you call the one that you dry with a dish towel and the one that you
No,
wash.
The one that you wash with is a dish rag.
Dish rag.
And the other is a dish towel to dry them with.
I see. But do people have a name for the one that you use to bathe your face?
Washcloth.
The washcloth.
Mm-hmm.
I see. You know, in your kitchen, over the sink, the thing that the water comes out of, what would you call that?
Hydrant.
Hydrant?
Hydrant. Some call it spigots.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, a spigot is more or less in the yard.
I see.
But a hydrant is about the only name I know of.
I see.
And I meant to tell you this. We were talking about wells yesterday, weren't we?
Yes, ma'am.
And pumps. Did you mention a pump?
I didn't. You might have.
Well, you know, some
in
the country, you know, they don't have a hydrant or anything like that. But they do have cisterns. Have you ever heard of them? C-I-S-T-E-R-N?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know, they catch rainwater and all that, too. And very often, that is at the base of a pump. It drains into the base of the pump, and in pumping, you pump the water from the cistern to the pump, then out into your whatever container you have, might have.